From the Theater Talk studio at WBFO, this is Press Pass, the podcast edition. I'm Mark Scott with Buffalo Spree editor Elizabeth Licata.
Hello, Mark.
Happy summer.
Finally.
Yeah, it took a while.
Sort of.
The Albright Knox Art Gallery is expanding.
Mm-hmm.
Money has been raised. Public meetings have been held. Yet, in an article in the June issue of Buffalo Spree, you write, if, and it's still an if, this plan goes forward. What are the hurdles still hurting?
Well, I think that they something to do with the expansion still needs to be okayed by either the planning board, preservation board, or both. And but it's a final okay, I believe. So that I think there's still like a small hurdle, and I don't believe that it's expected to stop it. I don't think it's expected to be a big deal, but it's not. Everything's not signed, sealed, and delivered yet, but I believe my sense is that the museum is going forward. I mean, if you drive by, Mark, you can see that they're dismantling some of the big sculptures that are on the lawn that's near Hoyt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to happen.
In this era of social media, giving everyone a chance to have their say, I doubt we'll ever again, in the history of the world, see any project anywhere that receives unanimous acclaim.
Never. Yeah.
So what are some of the objections that are still out there?
Well, I mean, I think the very first wave of objections came with the first plan that the museum had. And I thought those were kind of justifiable because that first plan did involve placing something, a rather large, on top of the museum in between the auditorium and the old 1905 building. And it would have obscured that whole Bunshaft addition, which most people seem to feel is really very elegant, in especially the way it combines the modern with the neoclassic building. But you know, Mark, when that Bunshaft addition was added in the 60s, a lot of people hated it. So you really had, and we didn't have social media then, but I think the outcry was loud enough in every other type of media with that. And there's still people that don't like that. So it's ridiculous to expect everyone to like what the museum does.
I kind of like the funnel idea.
Oh, yeah. That looks amazing. I think that's very popular. I think there's probably more criticism of the actual separate building that will be linked with a walkway to the old building. I think there's probably a little more criticism of that. And I think that criticism is from people who don't feel it's not striking enough for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, as Spree art critic Bruce Adams has blogged about, his priority
yes.
is creating more space for the gallery's extensive collection.
That's the main thing, yeah.
And he's saying compromise is preferable over debating the design for another decade.
Well, you know, Mark, you commented that you love the We the People show. We talked about it, I think, last time or time before. Well, that's collection work. That's work that no one has been able to see because the museum simply is not big enough and desperately needs this expansion. My personal opinion is I think it's a nice looking, handsome, and rather conservative expansion as museum expansions go. When you look at the big Frank Gehry projects and so on, but I it looks like it'll work, and I hope it'll go through as Bruce does.
One positive aspect of this plan is that the gallery will be closed for 2 years, but exhibits and programming
yes.
will be staged on Northland Avenue, giving East Side residents a chance
yes.
to experience what the gallery has to offer, but in their neighborhood.
In their neighborhood, one must not expect, due to insurance issues and climate control issues, that you're going to see, any major, post-impressionist works shown in that space. I'm not certain that would be possible, but they will be doing program. And to the gallery's credit, the public art program has been amazing. I mean, they just finished something on the side of the town ballroom that looks, the murals that they've been executing with various artists, either from out of town or here, they've been doing this for the past 3 years, more than the museum has ever done in terms of public art, in terms of outreach. So I think we can expect the museum to do more of the same and to really come up with some exciting projects. I think there's going to be an art mobile as well, which I didn't mention.
Also coming up in June, author Mark Goldman will speak about John Albright, whose initial gift created the original Albright Art Gallery more than 100 years ago. Now, everyone is familiar with his name because of that, but in doing his research, Goldman found that Albright left few other fingerprints behind.
That's right. The book came out a while ago, and we published some articles about it then, but I saw that he's speaking about the book at the Birchfield Penny this month. And also, you know, he just won an award for that book, and for Independent Book Award. I think it's called an Epi. I'm not totally sure. So don't, well, you are quoting me on it, but I'm not, you know, yeah. it could be a little different. So it's Mark is really great in the way that he researches things and finds out things about Buffalo's history that people just simply do not know.
And he's going to be speaking about John Albright at the Birchfield Penny Art Center on Thursday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Well, after a long delayed spring and Memorial Day now over, it's time to spend time outdoors. And the June issue of Buffalo Spree offers several ideas for true day trips to some wonderful venues stretching from northwestern Pennsylvania through southern Ontario and into the eastern edges of our region. Tell us about some of them.
Well, yes, and these, I call them true day trips because they do not take all day to get the destination. Many of them are only about an hour, hour and 15. I think the longest one is to Presque Isle, where I've never been. The thing I like about these trips, there's not that many, but I haven't been to any of them except for the Royal Botanical Gardens in Hamilton, of course, which is amazing. But there's new facilities, the new Underground Railroad Heritage Center in Niagara Falls, which is small, so it won't take you that long, and you can do lots of other fun things while you're there. And then, of course, the National Comedy Museum in Jamestown, which just opened, I think, last fall, and that's something that I think everyone should see. I've heard it's a good thing it's not too far away, because I've heard to really experience that place with all of its interactive elements, it could take easily 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. We've been to Presque Isle a couple of times, and I was intrigued by the Hidden Valley Adventure Center that you write about in Wyoming County in Berriesburg, offering people who love animals a chance to experience the safari without going to Africa.
I know. It's an amazing place, and it's been there for a while. This is not a new place. But you can go down there and drive and, you know, see all the animals surrounding you, just like a lot of, it's just like a safari experience, but it's only about, what's Berriesburg? That's less than an hour, right?
Yeah. Very close.
So, and never done that, had you?
No. But
had you even heard of it?
No. So, thank you. Thank you so much for doing the special section. More details in the June issue of Buffalo Spree. Finally, the group Explore Buffalo will open the doors to some of the city's historically significant buildings on Saturday, June 15th. Now, few of us really think about doors, but you write they're more than just a way of gaining entry into a building.
Doors are pieces of architecture, and many of the doors, and this, by the way, this is not about doors so much. It's really about being able to go into a lot of buildings on one day and learn a lot more about them than you ever would have known before. And I understand that this facility here is on the tour.
Oh.
Yes. But I thought about the doors, you know, and doors open and all these very interesting doors with their magnificent doors, like the ones that you see at the old post office. And the Ellicott Square building and some, you know, some of our really majestic, not St. Paul's Cathedral. So we have all these majestic pieces of architecture, and the doors are majestic too in many different ways. It's interesting, there's door terminology. What we would call like sort of a window and a door, they call lights. You know, it has a 7-light overhang. And so there's all these different pieces of architecture that surround doors that make them amazing.
Well, when we went to Ireland, we were told, pay attention to the doors because they're colored brightly, and it seemed to be a thing in Ireland. Did you realize that, hear that? Or
I have not been to Ireland, but I didn't know that. I didn't know that doors were a thing in Ireland at all.
Yeah, in Dublin, my wife and I were just looking at the doors, and they were really, really cool in some of the old buildings. And just normal doors, but just brightly colored. And
well, often it's not the door. For the doors that we have on our last page, a lot of it is the ornamentation surrounding the door, announcing the door.
Yeah.
So as if to tell you, when you go through this door, you're going into a very important place, and we want you to know that from the get-go. I mean, I think City Hall has amazing ornamentation surrounding its doors, of course, and everywhere else. So, I haven't seen it in a while, but there was a Doors of Elmwood Avenue poster. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not certain who designed it. It was sold at Poster Art on Elmwood Avenue, and it was various doors up and down Elmwood Avenue. And that's what made me think of this.
And perhaps the most famous door I've ever gone into or through in St. Peter's Basilica at
the Vatican.
The door of all doors. Anyway, looking forward to June 15th. And if I'm working that Saturday, I'll make sure I look for you. And wave high from above the studio.
Right.
Here.
I don't think anyone who's touring is going to be allowed to come up here and enter any of the studios or bother you guys. You'll probably won't even know.
Yeah.
But they'll see the great show that you have in your gallery,
mm-hmm.
The show about the refugee population.
Yeah. Elizabeth, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Elizabeth Licata is editor of Buffalo Spree. Mark Scott, WBFO News.